Coast 93.1. Thanks for being in the 5 o'clock club. First hour of the show. Good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Would you also freak out if you walked in on your future mother-in-law trying on your wedding dress?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bride seeking some guidance online and is asking for a new wedding dress now.
And a new mother-in-law.
Well, that's the thing. So here's my question.
Yeah.
Can you, like, would you break up with someone because of their mother? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like.
I do, yeah.
If, because that's kind of a weird thing.
Like, you'll never get that image out of your mind.
Yep. And. So the mother-in-law says she loves weddings, loves wedding dresses, wanted to try it on.
What a crazy person.
Even offered her $100 to let her try it on.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So got home early, and I guess the fiance was like, no, don't go in your room.
The fiance knew?
I guess so. Yeah. I opened the door and was shocked to see his mom standing there wearing my dress. I instantly pulled out my phone and took a photo of her.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother level that the fiance knew. That's a serious consideration of, do I marry this person?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
That's not just...
It's weird, though. What is
It's strange.
Right?
That's not just, oh, it was a crazy thing. That is foreshadowing...
Mm-hmm.
That this crazy you're about to marry into this family, and your husband is crazy too.
Yeah. You want more evidence of that?
Yes, I do.
So the bride the soon to be bride, right? Yeah. The woman snaps this photo of the mother-in-law. Is like, what the? Takes the photo, right?
Yeah.
And then
love
says,
that.
I need you to get me a new dress. I guess the wedding was like 3 days away, or else I'm going to show the whole family this photo.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. So that sends mother-in-law into like a crying fit. And then fiance, her son, says, honey, I think you're overreacting.
What a scumbag.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So stop treating my mom like she's an enemy.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Abort mission. Abort mission.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Where is the emergency exit?
Yeah. One person says, are you sure you want to marry this guy? Like. He stood guard outside your bedroom so that his mother could try on your wedding dress?
So weird. I wouldn't want a new wedding dress. I would not care about that.
A new family.
Yes, I would not ever put it on.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, that's a...
No.
Someone said return the dress and the fiancé.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, what is with that? Like, wow. I know people are into weddings. I know some people have like this sort of, almost like, I would say like a wedding fetish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There are people like that. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like where it's just, okay.
It's too much.
It's a little like, okay, you're kind of obsessed with weddings.
Yeah.
You know? But to
almost
go
so and, like you don't even care about who you're marrying. You just so badly want a wedding. Like those type of people. Yeah, yeah.
Those like bridezillas.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're so interested in the dress that you feel the need to try it on. Why?
See, I'm no therapist. But I feel like this isn't about that she loves weddings. This has to be something about like a connection. There's obviously this weird or oddly close connection with her son, and the son has it with the mother.
Mm.
I don't think this is about that she loves weddings. I think this is about that she wants to be, that she's like realizing another woman is coming into this relationship with her and her son.
Mm.
Like she's a momzilla.
Mm-hmm.
There's shows on TLC and Lifetime about this for sure. I definitely watch them. I can't remember what the names of them are. But I think that's what this is. And you need to abort mission.
Yeah.
Like, that is...
Well, because, like, okay, so yes, it's kind of crazy and weird, right?
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, is, like, he didn't take her side.
Right.
He took his mom's side.
Yeah.
When mom was doing something nuts.
Right.
So what's going to happen when mom does something that's not even nuts and... Is he going to take his wife's side?
You're always number two. And,
right.
And when you get married, I even have a hard time admitting this because I feel like it's right, but it feels so wrong.
Mm.
When you get married, your spouse is now number one over your parents.
Right.
And I hate saying that because it feels weird to me, but it's true. Like, you are marrying someone and it's you and that person.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have to be a team.
You have to be a team. And so, yeah. Yeah, I just, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And at least you have a flag. You know what I mean? At least you have an out. You have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to cancel the wedding, but you sure as heck need to postpone it.
Yeah.
For like infinity. But you need to push it back, girl.
Ever.
Yeah. Mm. You have to see, this is when Jesus himself or herself comes down and says, I'm giving you this out.
Oh, okay. It's like, hold, are we doing Easter?
Like, they have risen
to
say, I am giving you this gift, and you have 3 days now to get out.
I am delivering information.
Yeah. Yes. You have a guardian angel somewhere, and you need to take that flag and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
See, I do believe in that stuff, that there are some times that, like, we have, there's
signs. Take the sign, yep.
And that's a big one. It's your mother-in-law in your dress, you weirdo.
It's a big, bright, blinking, neon sign.
It says, run!
Warning. Danger ahead.
You know when they open that airplane door and the thing goes, boom.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yep.
Get on that thing.
Take the blow up ramp.
Man.
Yeah.